Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. James Terrell, J-A-M-E-S, T like Tom, E-R-R-E-L-L. Date of birth is 9/23/1989, date of accident 9/27/2021, date of service is 9/21/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up visit. He was last seen on 8/23/2022, and he reports that he still has tremendous amount of pain in the neck, which is around 10, and lower back pain is 10, associated with severe stiffness in both these areas. Some pain in the right knee is also reported, and his right leg has a shooting pain, and it goes to sleep. And occasionally there is a sharp pain, especially in the right hip, right knee, and right ankle and foot. There is a radiation of pain in the right arm with the severe weakness of the arm, and his fifth finger is numb, and there is also a weakness. He drops his phone and the plates through this right hand. The pain in the neck and is severe, and it prohibits him from moving the neck all the way. Headaches have improved, and there is no dizziness anymore. And he was unable to find any transportation, so he has an interruption in his physical therapy as well as injection treatment. He was advised to have a lumbar epidural steroid injection, and he missed several appointments to visit us. He also missed cervical epidural as well as his sacroiliac joint injection. And so they have been pending, and the patient has somehow not been very compliant in this area. He was provided with a quad cane, a right wrist brace, as well as he was provided with medications and physical therapy and chiropractic treatment and acupuncture that were asked of him. He reported that he has done a one-year physical therapy nonstop, and he has not found very much relief in his symptoms at all. Only 40% relief is reported, and his ADLs are affected as follows. The general activity is 9, enjoyment of life 8, sleep is affected 7, relationship with other people and mood are affected 6. Overall pain level is 7 to 8, and it is affecting neck, lower back, right hip, right knee, and right ankle and foot. Mainly, he also reported that he was having itching out of Tylenol, codeine, and Ultran, and he's requesting a stronger pain medication. In the neurology and psych patient in system review, patient reports of mild headaches without any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, float, fainting, blackouts, or any weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and he has no loss of memory. However, he describes of anxiety, depression, panic, lack of focus, and lack of concentration, and difficulty sleeping. The patient reports that he has not seen any neurologist in last 1 year of time, and only physical therapy he did. He did see some spine doctor, but no injection treatment were ever carried out. In the pain and numbness, patient reports of pain in the right knee, right ankle and foot, right hip, as well as moderate difficulty walking. He also reports of pain in the neck and the lower back, along with stiffness of the neck, lower back, and the shoulder. And associated with numbness and tingling of the right arm and right leg, as sciatica and weakness of the right arm. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine, respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, which has actually remained the same despite pain medication being provided. He reports of poor sleep, and other than that, there are no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Narco 7.5 mg twice a day. Substance abuse, patient is utilizing marijuana for further pain relief. In the compliance history, we report full compliance to the pain medication. Physical examination, blood pressure is 133 over 76, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 99, The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit, which is dated 8/23/2022, dictation number 0824-056, along with the plan of, along with the diagnosis. Plan of care is as follows. The patient has a designated weakness of the right leg and the right arm to 4x5 motor power, and it appears that he has an ongoing numbness and tingling. The patient has been non-compliant and has not been visiting us on times and misses the appointment. He blames on the transportation, but I don't buy it. He also has not visited the therapy. And at this time, he was given two injections. One was on June 1st and also on August 8th. It appears he is looking more for pain medication than the injection treatment or any surgical approach. He has been described all the MRI findings and also the options, which include conclusion of physical therapy, which has gone for more than a year, and now I'm ordering a Onlux photomodulation device for infrared help, and he should continue his exercise that I discussed with him at length. Should continue traction, tense unit, near the braces, and soak in the warm water and infrared heat. He's advised to show up on Monday, 9/26, for third injection lumbar, and then cervical epidural will be carried out after that. He does have a tenderness in the right sacroiliac joint, for which a separate injection treatment will be required. He's using a quad cane, and his brace for right wrist is also doing that. Medication-wise, he's being provided the following medication, which are naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Elevel 50 milligram at night for sleep and pain relief, Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. The patient does have a spasm in the upper trapezius muscles, which may require additional muscle relaxers for improving the healing and improving the blood flow. Regarding the pain, I have given Norco 10 over 325 once a day only on a PRN basis, 15 tablets only. And we expect this gentleman to come on time and be able to get the injection treatment so that once they are completed and they are not significant relief and healing is done, then we may refer to a surgical consult for spinal cord stimulation device. So that will be the plan. Thank you.